Welcome to Media Minutes. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
And I'm Megan Tatey.
The Federal Communications Commission's open internet rules are scheduled to go into effect November 20th, nearly a year after they were passed in a 3-2 party line vote. The rules ban wireline broadband companies from unreasonable discrimination against web users, but the agency failed to protect mobile users from abusive behavior by wireless broadband providers. Less than a week after the rules were published, Free Press filed a lawsuit in the Federal Appeals Court in Boston, saying the rules don't fully protect internet users. Free Press Policy Director Matt Wood.
We feel that the rules did some good things, but didn't go nearly far enough, especially in the area of protecting wireless internet users. So we've made clear throughout this process that we felt the rules were too weak and too filled with loopholes to be as useful as they need to be.
The issue of wireless protection is especially important, since young people and diverse populations rely on mobile devices as their primary means for getting online, Wood says. Internet providers Verizon and MetroPCS have signaled that they will also file suit, arguing that the rules should be overturned completely. They claim the FCC overstepped its authority. But Wood believes the FCC has the authority to protect internet users from discrimination and other bad behavior by ISPs. Free Press is suing to improve the rules, not strike them down.
Our real aim here is to make these rules better and to preserve open internet protection and the openness that's so key to the vitality of the internet, no matter where the threats come from, whether that's from companies that are violating the rules, whether that's from the FCC not doing quite enough to make strong rules in the first place, or if that's a threat from some other region to try and take away the FCC's ability to protect consumers online. We're going to be fighting to make sure that none of that happens.
Wood says it could take the court several months to sort out the lawsuits and resolve the cases. It's up to the courts to decide if the rules will go into effect pending the outcome.
Last Friday marked the launch of Black Voices for Internet Freedom, a new coalition of local and national organizations and leaders joining together to keep the internet open and free from discrimination. The coalition is following in the footsteps of Latinos for Internet Freedom, which was launched last year. The coalition, including Free Press, is pushing for media policies that support the Black community's access to an affordable and open internet, such as net neutrality. Chance Williams of Free Press said the internet has been a tool of empowerment for communities of color at a time when other media platforms aren't accessible.
What we see with the internet as it exists right now is it's a space where folks from our community can share their stories, can do organizing work, can really speak for themselves and portray their own image without those high barriers to entry.
Yet millions of people, especially communities of color, are priced out or don't have access to the internet. Reverend James Patterson of the Partnership of African American Churches spoke at the launch.
The real thing to me in terms of freedom is that how easy is it for me to participate? If something is free, I don't have to fight like the devil to participate. And that's not where we are when it comes to people of color and this paradigm shift and this new technology that we have.
While the digital divide continues, telecom companies like AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast have thwarted efforts to safeguard net neutrality. They're using deceitful tactics to mislead the Black community about the benefits of open internet protections, claiming net neutrality would make it difficult to impossible for the telcos to bring broadband to underserved populations. Here's Williams again.
I think what we see with Black Voices for Internet Freedom is it's really an extension of that need or that desire to be part of the conversation instead of a topic of conversation. Telecom companies like to talk about what the Black community needs, but we want to be part of that conversation about what our communications needs are.
The coalition includes 11 organizations, including the Center for Media Justice, Color of Change, and the Media Mobilizing Project.
I think what I'm most excited about with this launch is the fact that we are absolutely growing the number of people that have expertise on this issue, and that I think you will start hearing about the true nature of how the open internet impacts communities of color, and specifically the Black community.
To find out more, visit blacknetfreedom.org.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.